I'm Angela Su. I'm an artist. And what else do you need to know? I'm a female.
I mean, obviously.
What to say sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, I started this project called, it's a writing project called Dark Fluid. And that's how I got these guys together to write a book. And Yip Man Hei cannot make it today, but we're part of the team.
I'm Pa Chai, a writer here in this project. I'm also a photographer, a tour guide for community tour, and also sometimes I make some artist workshops about community map or photography. Yeah, and I was working in an office of legislative councillors. So as an assistant, I participated in So I participated in urban renewal projects. Yeah, I work for the residents there. I am also a member of a community museum projects. Yeah, which is a collective interested in the objects of daily life.
And my name is Collie, and I'm a writer, and also I write a lot of text-based creations, for example, poems, and theater texts, and short stories, and also do some critics and interviews, and usually published in newspaper and journal, but now usually published by myself. And also I'm a curator, and I curate and try to advocate and creative aging. So I work with elderly a lot. I just back from the elderly activities, and so I dance with them and I talk to them and I chat with them, and then as a weekly base. So I want to build up the art space and also the living space here. So hope they can be a long one stop one project. And also I'm a writer for this project, of course, and I'm really concerned about the situation of females and also of course human being conditions. I don't know, but recently I like dance a lot. I like the movement a lot. The embodied experience is quite important to me in this chaotic stage, chaotic moments in Hong Kong now. So I want to work more on bodies now.
That's so really fascinating. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview. I mean, I'm just going to start, I guess, I'm going to run through the questions. And if you can think of anything you want to add or that I didn't ask, or I might ask a follow-up question as I go along, depending on how you guys respond. So one of the things that really struck me about the Dark Fluid anthology is this idea of water, obviously the sea, the coast, climate change. Why was this crucial for all of you when you were putting putting together the anthology and its importance to Hong Kong, these themes?
Okay. When I started the project, I felt like I need to have one single element to tie all the stories together, but I didn't want that element to also dictate what they write. So so I thought about something like simple, abstract. So I thought about water, because like there are a lot of symbols, and then water is mutable and it symbolizes change, because change is an important element in sci-fi writing. Because if you change, well, this is from Octavia Butler. She said if you have to do some fact checks, if you change something, that thing would come back to change you. So it's sort of a hopeful, you know, thing that I wish for Hong Kong, like changes and things like that. And also, like you said, water is related to climate change, and then like it's just so many things, and that's how I started. So, and their stories, they're something to do with water.